Yo, I'm Jace.
I'm Berjo.
And I'm Dan Presland from Black Lava.
I'm Rob from Black Lava.
Yeah, this is
What We Did on the Weekend, featuring Black Lava.
Black Lava.
Thanks, boys.
You had it all set who was going first, and you both just looked at each other like...
It actually came in pretty hot then. It was all go.
Yeah, who's the intro music?
Steadfast, our mates band, who no longer exists.
Damn.
But,
intro from a small band called Slipknot, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just a little band.
You seen the new footage?
Old mate, new drummer.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Eloy Casagrande.
That's him.
They played in the desert.
Metal drummer on the planet.
Yeah.
He did a secret show of 350 people, I think it was.
Yeah.
Is it a $9 ticket, I heard?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
fucking mental.
That's wild. Love it.
I think they announced it.
No one can do that.
Hour and a half out. Playing a show, you coming?
Yeah.
I'm in their Discord. I got a notification. I was like, what the fuck is Slipknot pinging everyone for? Pressed it, and it was just like, come to Brazil. I was like, oh, shut the fuck up. And I was looking at it, and I'm like what are you? I'm trying to decipher the nonsense. I was like, oh, they're playing a fucking secret gig. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Didn't read the details. I was just like, oh, no good for us.
It was like a random...
Oh, my fucking God.
It was like a random billboard in the desert, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what the hell is this?
How big of a band are you to announce a secret show with a billboard?
Yeah, like 10 grand for a billboard. you wouldn't even make that on tickets.
You know you've $9 when you've got the come to Brazil comments on your
That's it. Instagrams. That's how you tell.
If you've got come to Brazil or come to Chile, you've made it.
Come to Chile. Yeah.
Chile.
Ooh, Chile.
Have you had the come to Brazil?
No.
Yeah. Oh, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh,
plenty of times.
In this band? Not in this band.
Probably.
You think?
Probably. We'll go through the comments, mate.
I'll have to look. I'm
Where's adult. Jamie? Pull it up, Jamie.
Yeah. Because it's metal fans.
Yeah.
And you're a metal band.
They're just passionate there.
So, fucking up.
They are some of the most passionate fans on the planet.
I watched, I think it was Pantera in like a soccer stadium sort of setup. It was like an oval-shaped stadium. It's like a velodrome sort of thing. And in Brazil, I'm like, that is the most fucked crowd. Fucking mental.
Yeah, wild. Absolutely wild.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pantera, when Phil Anselmo played here, is it 2019, Rob? Was the Illegals or 20?
Yeah, the Illegals,
So they played...
And Bendy?
No, it was...
Corner. Swats.
Corner
Hotel.
Oh,
no. Swats.
Yeah.
So, they did two shows.
Yeah.
No one knew they were going to play Pantera. And
they played a Pantera set.
Well, the whole crowd's like on edge. Like, the Illegal stuff's cool. It's like, it's groovy.
But it's not Pantera.
It's not Pantera. Like, one of the, you know, the most iconic metal bands of all time. Anyway, we're just watching, and me and Rob know this bloke. He's in the middle of the mosh. As soon as Pantera kicked off, the whole place just went electric. People hanging off the roof. Like, it was just wild. And one of our mates is in the middle of the mosh, and he's like, everyone's going wild. He's like, everyone stop. And he's got his hands up, like, back up. And he's formed this little circle around him, pulled out a baggie out of his pocket, put it on his hand, did a bump, lit a smoke, and goes, right, everyone, let's go. And the whole mosh just continued. And it was just like, it was one of the craziest things. I was just like, what just happened? Like,
that's pretty good.
Yeah. Lit a dart as well. Like, just kept moshing.
The smoke was the best part. That was,
Stopping the pit for a bump's pretty fucking good.
That's pretty good.
And that place was oversold. Like, corners 750 cap.
Yeah.
I reckon there was at least 900 people.
Fuck.
It was rammed.
Bumper to, like, normally the corner sold out, you can sort of squeeze through the bar.
Yeah. At the back by the sound desk and that. Yeah.
And you just couldn't move. It was like that second stage was overflowing with people.
Yeah.
Like, it was
That's
just,
my little secret spot.
Yeah, it's not for so shows anymore.
I know, every cunt's on it.
Revo and
because everyone at the start is nervous. They're like, oh, I don't know if I should stand up there. Yeah. It's sort of like out of bounds.
Yeah.
And then you go up there, and then everyone comes like, oh, what's he doing up there?
It's like parking.
And then everyone fucking comes up there like, God damn it.
Yeah. It's like parking in the parents with pram spot at a 100%. Shopping centre. I've got a big van, so I'm like, yeah, I've got a pram in the back door.
They can't touch you for them ones anyway.
Yeah, so I'm parking a loading zone. Look at the work you
do. Yeah, just put the hazards on, you're good.
Fucking knows.
That's a must.
See, my mum parks in them all the time. She's like, when I had kids, they didn't have them, so fuck them.
It looks backdated.
She's like, yeah, I'm just getting back what I didn't get.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
That little stage at fucking corner.
It's good.
The first show I ever went to the corner, the supports played on that stage. So I thought that was the stage. And then when the headliner kicked in over here, I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't know that was there.
The fucking bigger stage.
Wow.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, they put the curtain up.
Yeah.
The smaller ones. Yeah.
Seen a few bands playing that little stage. It's cool.
Yeah, I've seen bands on that little stage. Yeah,
it's a little triangle. It's pretty cool. Who was that fucking DJ? Some cunt.
Void of Vision.
Yeah, Void of Vision DJed up there, but there was like a UNFD DJ dude that remixes shit for albums. Apparently he's like a big namer. But he never live DJ'd before. He got up there, had no idea what he was doing.
Oh, shit.
I was like, oh, no. So this is a good, he's good a day for it. Yeah.
Mm.
Like, yeah, you can fucking run the Ableton or whatever, but brother, gets on the decks.
Yeah.
No good.
He just needed that funny though. To open the pit up and he would have been fine. Just a few bumps and the DJ goes off.
In venues? How old are you guys? You're of our age.
I'm 42.
38.
Yeah. You remember darts at shows? Like at Festival Hall, punching darts to like... Machine Head and shit.
Yeah, seeing ISIS.
Machine Head.
I saw ISIS at Max Watts, and the power went out. And there used to be a big fans up there that would try and get rid of the smoke. Yeah. The power went out, and it was like a big 50 sig salute dart to the bands. Everyone just, all these orange embers just went up in the air. As soon as the power went out, everyone just lit up. It was like a big salute to the band, a big cigarette salute. And I just had to get out of there because I've never smoked, so it just murdered me.
Yeah.
See, I don't think I ever went to the Hi-Fi when there was smoking, but that would have been fucking shit.
Oh, man.
There and Billboards would be the worst.
Because they're underground.
Yeah. It's not going anywhere.
I can't remember if I reckon I punched darts at Billboards. I don't know if I did at Max Watts.
So you know, you ever
2007 they banned it, so there was a little window. Snuck a couple of
shows at the Art House back in the day.
I never went to the Art House.
No, yeah, because that was the one.
Yeah.
That was my home ground.
Yeah,
that's you wake up in the morning and smoke started pouring off your clothes would stink for days.
That and beer.
Yeah,
Art House was the one. Past that roundabout, down a little bit, then to the left.
Yeah, corner of Queens
and Elizabeth, wasn't it?
Queensbury and Elizabeth on the corner.
Is that the Last Jar or something, man?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
Yeah, it was the Artillery.
That's right.
Yeah, then they call it the Art House.
I played heaps of gigs there.
Yeah, same.
Cut my teeth there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heaps of bands.
That was the hardcore days.
Yeah. They had everything down there.
Mind Snare and all that.
I think I only went there once or twice.
I never went because I never go to the city. So I was Frankston.
Yeah.
We had gigs in Frankston. So
true.
Fucking go to the city. I can watch it.
Yeah, saw some good Municipal Waste there. It's in top 10 gigs of all time.
Mm.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Surfboards going out in the crowd. And
Everyone was lining up with a surfboard. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
We got an all made sense when they
played.
Yeah.
What was the capacity of the Art House?
It was like 250 or something, wasn't it?
I think. Yeah, it was under 3. But I reckon I've seen 300 in there. Just
like the bendy,
like the pool table up the back. That little room was just jammed.
People sitting on the table.
Yeah, whether you meant to sling merch, you just couldn't move. Crazy. Yeah.
It's like, oh, we sold too many tickets. You can't sell merch today.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You're dying. Good.
Yeah, I'm dying. I'm choking on water.
First person ever to choke on water. Fucking hell.
Oh my god.
You alive? Good.
I think so. No, fuck. Oh my god, what happened?
Now a word from our sponsors. Anyway,
yeah, mate. Oh,
sponsors. Sponsors.
I'll watch the show.
Good luck, Salsa.
Fuck.
I'm dying, actually.
This is what I'm fucking doing to you.
Happy Pessimist clothing, Valhalla axe throwing, Curse Cult.
You have the shirt on?
I do. Do we have any other ones? Is that it?
Nah. Water. Water's trying to kill me.
I'm working on a water one.
The health system.
Oh, the fucking, those cunts in the cans, yeah. Are they replying?
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep.
Got the water in a can. It's expensive.
What did you say? Cunts in a can.
Yeah. Water in a canned can. Water company.
Any potential sponsors for this podcast, beware.
Oh, just...
Yeah, you're a cunt in something.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, Black Lava.
Yeah, what's been going on? You got an album coming out.
We do. July.
July 12th, my birthday.
On your birthday?
Yep. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, because the label knew that. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
And your wedding too. That was
My wedding's the day after that.
So that was exciting.
Yeah, it's a bit going on. Someone's gonna have to do the social media because I'll be.
Did you put the wedding after your birthday so you'd remember?
That's pretty good.
That's smart
for that one. So she booked that. Then
that is quite strange, actually.
It's a big month.
July.
So she booked it. So she has to buy you one present each year.
Yeah, that's right.
Genius.
Do you get a present for a wedding anniversary? Surely you just go for dinner.
Well, you only got one dinner to pay for now instead of two.
Yeah, that's it. That's wedding anniversary.
Ooh. Birthday anniversary.
She's actually had all this lined up.
It's crazy.
She's got the birthday and the wedding anniversary. Yeah,
she's done me over.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that till your boys pointed out. That's pretty good. She's done me over.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
She'll listen and be like, for fuck's sake, shut up, Erdo.
Mm. Yeah, we shot a clip on Thursday as we spoke before we were on air. Well, I was up in an excavator.
Very safe.
Worksafe.com.au.
Yeah, there'll be some BTS footage of that. So,
who did the video?
Colin Jeff shot it.
Shout out.
Colin Jeff's.
The other merch on?
Charles Media.
Yeah.
I was like, brother, I need a hoodie. He's like, you and fucking every other cunt.
Yeah, he will listen to this. I'm wearing your shirt, Colin, so you have to up my pay. So I'm actually editing this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
So
he's handed over the reins.
Yeah,
he's a busy man, though.
He's extremely busy.
He's very busy.
Yeah.
He's going to love we're talking about him.
He does love it.
He's from Bendigo. Anyone who doesn't know, Colin Jess is from Bendigo. He looks like music videos. Yeah. That was not me.
He's supposed to come in here. And I'm like, every time you're in Melbourne,
is he?
Pop in.
Do one with me.
Yeah. Just dump him in.
Funny. I'll just tell him we're going out for brekkie. I'll just bring him
just
around.
Just tell him there's a big, like a catered platter.
Yeah.
Brother, come around. He's like, busy man.
Tell him Black Lava paid for a catering platter and he'll be here.
He'll be here in a flash.
He flies in, films, flies out.
Yeah.
He doesn't sleep.
Lightning. Yeah.
He just sleeps on the plane, I reckon.
Yeah.
That's his only sleep time.
And he's got a young boy. He's very busy.
Busy man.
Yeah.
Good man, though.
So he did our first clip. We had a single out two or three weeks ago. Another one in two. I've got 2 weeks to edit my first music video, so there's no pressure at all.
Have you done it before?
Not a music video. Oh. No, I've done playthroughs, studio.
Yeah,
stuff. So you get a little bit of knowledge.
But
you're fine with video.
It's trial by fire. Yeah,
that's the way.
Yep.
Fucking, that's the best way to learn. Video, fake it till you make it.
Video clip comes out, just you and an excavator going up and down. The video.
There's a few good moments we could put on there for sure. But all the footage came out great. It was cool, fun clip, just a performance clip. Candles, smoke.
Yeah, sweet. Metal style.
Tried to look evil, you know.
Yeah.
In a field or in a factory?
Set the vibe.
It was actually in Rob's workshed. He owns and runs a concrete company.
Sick.
Yeah.
Plenty of tools in there.
Yeah.
Concrete.
That's 2 weeks in a row. We had fucking saving face last week. Ricky's a concreter.
All right.
Melbourne?
Yeah. Fuck, there's not many of us.
Frankson.
Tradies. He's Frankson. Oh, no, he lives east. North side now. I think he's in Thornbury or something. But he's from Frankston.
Yeah, nice.
He's a concreter. There's not many of us on the tools.
No.
In
it's
music.
Booming, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the concrete world's a booming world, but I suppose the crossover with metal and the construction company, it's
pretty metal.
There's not many.
There's fuck all band dudes are in Hi-Viz land.
They all work at JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah, no, legit. JB Hi-Fi or Macca's?
Or a call center.
Yeah.
I've never done any of those.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Have you guys worked at Macca's?
Nope.
Nah, never.
Wow, that was a facial expression. Just like a proud one.
Man, I've been digging holes for nearly 20 years.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. You've never done Hospo?
No.
No? Okay.
I fucking hate people.
Yeah, me too. I've never done it. I couldn't do it.
I'd
walk out the first day and be like,
I'd piss someone off.
I was a butcher. That's customer facing. That was enough for me.
Yeah, I worked at a fish and chip shop when I was a teenager, but
that's okay, isn't it?
Sort of. But when you're 15, it's fucking.
Pull it up, Jamie. Is that Hospo?
But I spat in a burger.
Fish chip is Hospo.
Yeah. Dude was an absolute cunt to me. Rudest cunt I've ever met. And I was like, you know what? So in the burger. Fuck you, dog.
It does happen.
Yeah. I was 15, though, so I was a little cunt. I was drinking Jim Beam while I was working.
Jesus. Do you reckon you've eaten something in your time that someone spat in? Not without you asking, though.
I was like, oh my God, this is the over at Ian's version.
We should have gone the other way around. You should have asked that question and then he could come out and tell everyone how he spits in people's food. But I'd like to think no.
I reckon, yeah, probably.
Tasted a bit of spit. Yeah, fuck, what's a bit of spit? It's fine.
Well, 4 years ago.
I'll wait for that fucking, wait for that Knopfest video. Oh, God.
Anyway.
where'd that come from? Yeah. How's the album going? So you got one single out?
Yeah, first single's out.
Yep.
Ironclad. It's doing all right. Online seems to be... It's overtaken the other clips on YouTube anyway for...
Yeah.
Views, so.
It's our most popular video now. So yeah.
That's the go.
Something. Yeah.
Mm. Every new one?
Mm.
But, The whole process for this album's been a bit different to the first one, because that was we like from writing it to recording it was what 2 months. Blistering pace to put out an album and record it.
Decided to do a band, and 3 months later we had a record. It was pretty wild. Yeah,
it's only been about what 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. Yeah.
You're on your second album already.
Yep.
So yeah, the first one was like you just said.
That's the way. Speed run.
It was ridiculous. Never been in a band where things were moving that quick. Plus, being on the label, instantly on the label, and then pumping out those clips.
Mm.
What label are you on? Unique Leader?
No. Season of Mist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that all turned around pretty quick.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it was
great.
It's pretty wild. Me and Ben were just jamming because just COVID. Like, I got a studio home and he lived around the corner. We had just endless lockdowns in Melbourne, as we all know. PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And
fuck off.
And yeah, so we just were like, fuck this. I just needed to do something. He's just come around and we just write and jam and have fun. And then a few days later or a week later, Ben sent me like 2 or 3 tracks, like full tracks from the initial jams we had.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is sick. This is actually cool. It's fun. So I called Rob and said, I'll send you a few tracks and just see what you reckon. I can sort of hear your voice. And he went out to listen. He's like, yeah, fuck, I'll win. So we had a vocalist. And then 5 weeks later, we're in my studio tracking the full length.
Fucking hell.
And yeah, shipped it off to Kurt Bailu, who he does Converge and Gatecreeper and stuff like that. And he had a cancellation.
Just slot straight in.
He had a cancellation and I said bang.
He said no at the start, didn't he? He couldn't do it. He's like, I can't do it.
So I'm like, fuck it.
And then he rang back.
I was just picking my brain. I just couldn't. Everyone's like, it's short notice. You just everyone's booked out. Even my good mates who were I'd trust to mix it were booked. And he hit me back a few days later. So I've just had a cancellation in like a week from now. And I'm like, done. Sending the masters and yeah, got it done.
Fucking oath.
Just all that's lined so up. Good. Wow, too
yeah, it was crazy. It was just
speed run.
Yeah, big speed run. Yeah.
Big time.
So you're going from COVID jamming to a fucking cancelled slot within, 8 weeks?
Yeah, probably 10 weeks, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
And it was go, go, go. And there was 2 songs I didn't even have like any lyrics for. So the last day, the second last day in the studio, like, I was writing as these guys were having a break and I was about to do the last song and I was writing the lyrics
as you're singing.
Yeah, I like finished the lyrics singing it and laying it down.
Yeah, it really was, like, it felt like just capturing a moment in time.
That's good though.
Yeah, it's very cool. I really enjoyed it. Like, typically, especially me as a musician, I'm very calculated, rehearsed, prepared. And I don't like to go into things
unsure.
Just because of how I've done things previously.
Can you teach other musicians that or no?
Can I to teach them?
Calculated on time. Yeah,
$140 an hour. We can make
anything out, mate. There we go.
Yeah. So it was just nice considering I've just never really done that with a band that I've been involved in.
Hmm.
So it was really fun. It just felt like capturing electricity in a bottle sort of thing. That was really cool.
Let's go.
It was pretty wild.
Yeah. And the last couple of days, Rob got COVID. So he thought he was a bit sore in the voice because he hadn't sung for a couple of years. And he's like, oh, fucking, no, I'm a bit sore. And then he
a bit rusty.
Goes out to his ute and he gives himself a pep talk. Like, come on, get in there and get it done. Turns out he's actually had COVID. He's belting out bangers with COVID.
Yeah,
so.
Sick. That's actually awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I gave it to everyone because we're all in his little
like, studio. Locked in my studio, like the four of us and Troy, our engineer. And yeah, I think I don't know if I got it or not, but I think everyone did.
Yeah, Troy got it. Every single person got it.
Yep.
And they, there was something, one of them had some work thing on. I think it was Alana, Troy's missus.
Mm.
And she got out of all this stuff that she didn't want to do because she had COVID. And next time I saw her, she's like, thank you so much.
That's so good.
Yeah, unreal. Someone thanking someone for giving them COVID.
Fuck, I've had a few of them. Every time I've got COVID, it's been like good timing for work.
Like, yeah. It's always been a year. Everyone uses it now, isn't it? Got COVID. Oh, say no more.
No, the best one is bands. Like, oh, tick sales are a bit shit. You know what? Oh, we're gonna fucking got COVID. Sorry.
Yeah, send an email to the 9 people that brought a ticket.
Yeah. I don't think he can do it now. I don't think he can count a gig for COVID now.
Oh, I think it's a bit past that.
Yeah,
it's been done.
Just put a mask on.
Yeah, he's got to go back to breaking a bone or something, I suppose.
Yeah,
breaking a leg.
Mm. Or even then.
Fucking roll up a wheelchair, Parkway style.
Yep, seen dudes on wheelchairs.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, Parkway did it for years, always the bass player. Yeah, he was always in a wheelchair.
Because they're fucking surfy cunts. They're always getting hurt.
Didn't Axl do it?
Did he?
I think Axl Rose and Dave Grohl did it.
Oh, Dave Grohl did it? Yeah. I don't know about Axl.
I think Axl did it because I think he borrowed Dave Grohl's thing. Fucking
suck.
Oh, man. They've really taken a turn.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Just give it up. Like, you've got enough cash. Just put the queue in the rack. It's over.
Yeah.
Do they?
Like, who's that other cunt?
Motley Crue,
yeah. Man. What's his name, the singer?
Vince Neil.
Yeah, brother. Just stop.
He looks pretty worn out.
Right. And have you heard his voice?
Yeah, it's fucked. Oh, he's skipping verses and...
Yabba dabba doo.
Whoa.
Fucking bad.
And I'm pretty sure the guitarist is dead.
Yeah.
His body just doesn't know it.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're a fucking joke.
Yeah, Mick Mars, his bones are fused together. He's got that weird disease where he's... When he gets up in the morning, he's...
Oh,
far out. So he's
Lego man.
Yeah, he's around in one of those like trolleys you pick up the newspapers with.
Yep.
You'd wheel him on stage.
Jeez.
Fold out.
Fucking miles on the body.
Not putting him on stage with an excavator.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I could get a gig with that. Yeah. Go on tour with him.
Oh, this would be my little trademark now.
Yeah. The digger?
Yeah, on the digger.
Fuck yeah. Mm. Who needs a boom? Someone digger.
Yeah.
So, first album, 10 weeks.
Yep.
How long's the second album been?
That was a slower process. Well, yeah, writing it was, but yeah.
Big wait time for the label as well. Just everyone after COVID was delivering albums.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to wait.
Locked up and a bit of a waiting process. It took a while. I don't even want to know how long. Actually, probably 12 months.
Yeah. It was.
From when we went into my studio to having the first single out, I'd say it was around 12 months. Yeah, it was pretty
that's
crazy.
Almost back to normal. Still a little bit long, but it's
there was an 8 month wait with the label.
Yeah,
so
it's like that now.
Yeah,
everything's fucked.
All the vinyl delays because Season of Mist. What a lot of labels do now is they release something and say vinyls are coming later.
Yeah,
so they'll just release the vinyls at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
But Season of Mist just want everything at once. So
yeah, because the pressing plan it's in. Czech Republic and it's backed up.
And when someone like Taylor Swift comes through and says, I want
100 million,
billion units of something, they go, okay.
Of two LPs.
We'll put Black Lava on hold for the next 2 months because
we got 500 to press. We got a million.
Yeah,
because I think it was Adele did it last year.
Yeah, and then
it's already backed up and Adele just goes, nah. I'm coming in now.
Yeah.
Got like 100 million press and everyone's just like, well, you're all waiting.
And then they're extra.
Yeah, then they're sitting at Kmart for $2. Like,
yeah. They can't get rid of them.
Overpressed.
Yeah.
Unreal. But yeah, we actually flew out to Gothenburg to mix with Freddie Nordstrom for the second month, which was really cool experience.
That's sick.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's one of my favourite.
The home of Swedish death metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of my favourite engineers.
Yeah, that's sick.
And he's actually one of my favourite dudes now. We're actually pretty tight.
Yeah. We spent a week with him. We got stayed at the studio. And
yeah, Rob walked in on his daughter.
He did, mate. Are we telling that story?
Well,
he
needed to go.
It took a few, like, because we're in the studio, and you know, it took a few days, you know, for us to all become sort of chummy. He was just
he figures you out.
Yeah, he gives you a few days, and he's a bit quiet. He's a quiet dude. Yeah, and he's just listening to you talk and wants to know, you know, what you're about.
Sweden, though. Have you found that with Swedish people?
Sweden, though.
They're very friendly, but they're very, like, straight down the line.
Yeah, and very reserved.
You got to chip away to open them up.
Mm. Yeah. And then the last 2 days, he's like, do you want to come to my house and have a drink? And I was like, all right. So we went there. Well, he gave us a little tour of the town and then took us to his house and had some whiskey and some wine and stuff. And then, the last night we went and met some guys from Dream Evil, his band, and partied with them and then ended up back at his house. And his house is fucking, it's like a big two-story, you know, Swedish home.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking around.
IKEA,
and
like, built from IKEA.
Yeah. I'm just like, where's the fucking toilet? And he's like, oh, you go downstairs and take a left and then take a right. And I'm like, all right. So I did that. And anyway, as I followed the directions, I've like walked into a room and his fucking daughter was in bed asleep and she's jumped out of bed and said this big hairy beard in her.
Some Vikings walked in on him.
She fucking started screaming. And I was like, oh shit, sorry. And I've shut the door. And then I was like, Freddie, what are you doing to me, mate? Okay, you fucking said left and right. And he goes, oh, fucking stupid English. He's like, I mean left and right, or right and left. He goes, oh, you couldn't remember, so completely fucked his daughter.
His daughter's room.
So she shit herself. So sorry, daughter.
Yeah, sorry, Freddie.
She'll
get over it.
Yeah.
She'll get over it. Yeah, no worries. Probably not the first time it's happened at Freddie Nordstrom's house, but
that's pretty
good. Yeah, I think she's used to the parties.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The bands. He has some fucking stories.
Oh,
Jimmy Borgir and Nicolas Cage's son.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Nicolas Cage's son.
Yeah, what's his band?
That's... I could tell it really quick.
Yeah.
If there's a way of telling it quick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Go for it.
He, so Nicolas Cage... His son plays in a metal band.
Yeah.
Or has a metal band. Freddie got a call from his assistant or something saying, this is Nicolas Cage's assistant. His son loves your work and he wants you to record his band. Blah, blah, blah. By the way, there was no...
Eyes of Noctum.
Yeah. There was no, like, figure on what it's going to cost or whatever. He didn't even say anything.
Got so, the fucking Nepo money. That's fine.
Yeah, so he's... flown out from the States or wherever with his, you know, band, and it was hardly even a band.
And chefs.
Yeah.
And chefs.
And security.
Yeah.
And minders, handlers.
Yeah.
My God.
Carry on.
Did his dad
carry on?
No. And then...
So the staff come with.
So I think he had a fight with the drummer on the first day.
I think, yeah, you got the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine they'd be a good band, but that's the Nepo, just like, oh, my dad's loaded, let's go.
Freddie called up all the pro drummers in Norway and had to fly a big name in. And
yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck.
The drum for it, because he just sacked his drummer when they
went. Yeah, you could just imagine kids going to the studio, no idea.
Yeah, no idea.
Never worked a day in their life. You can just see where it goes, but...
And then, fuck, got to fly in a drummer. He's 10K.
It was really hard for him, though, because his drummer was also his head chef. So now he's starving and he's got no drummer.
Yeah. Fuck. And then it didn't... I think that it all turned to shit in the end. They didn't even record one song. They weren't organised.
I think they got two tracks.
Yeah, and then he's cracked the shits and said, I want to go home. And then the assistant rang Nick...
No, it was one of the chefs.
Oh,
because Freddie got along with one of the chefs.
All right,
so one of the chefs.
No bills were getting paid. Like, mind you, there is just insanity between where we started this story and where I'm about.
Yeah,
to finish.
Yeah, this is a shortened version, but
bills weren't getting paid, and Freddie's like sort of thought he just got done over.
Yeah, what's going on here?
And
can't fly fucking 20 cunts in without some cash. Hold up,
Nicolas Cage's right hand man.
Yeah.
Ended up, Nicolas Cage's chef who cooks for his son.
Yeah,
ended up calling Freddie, goes, look, you're going to get a phone call real soon. Just make sure you answer it. It's going to be like, it's going to be Nicolas Cage.
Talking like it's a mafia.
And so he's like,
better answer.
Okay.
It's Ghost Rider.
Sure enough, 5 minutes later.
Put the money.
If you don't answer, that phone call is gone in 60 seconds.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, the phone rings.
Yeah.
And Freddie's like, he's watched his movies and he goes, it was the voice of Nicolas Cage. And Nicolas Cage was in fucking Latvia or something doing a shoot. And he goes, mate, I'll throw you on the next flight. Come down to the shoot. I've got cash here for you. Freddie goes, I've got fucking arch enemy coming in tomorrow. I can't.
Yeah, bro. Arch enemy's better than Latvia.
I'm booked, bro. I'm doing,
working.
I'm putting down bangers.
Yeah.
And Nicolas Cage goes, all right, I'll send someone out to you. Gets another call from Nicolas Cage's right-hand man. He goes, all right, go down to the Grand Hyatt down at Gothenburg near the train station, whatever.
In a brown suitcase.
12 midday. I'll be there. Meet me at the lobby. We'll grab lunch. So Freddie went down. Dude had a briefcase full of cash. Paid up in full.
Cash money.
And the thing was, because he said to me, like, he just asked me what I wanted. And I can't remember the figure, but he goes, I could have just made up any figure.
Yeah, and because
he didn't even
bat an eyelid. No invoice. It's just like, how much is your time worth here?
He's just putting wads of cash, out on the table. Like, oh, here.
So, yeah, Freddie's actually told a bit of that story on Robbie's. He did a podcast thing with Freddie.
Yeah.
Robbie's his assistant that works with him out of Studio Fredman. And, I actually told Freddie, you've got to write a book.
Yeah, he's got so many stories.
Oh, I can imagine.
Dude.
He knows everyone.
Bands just rolling in with bags of coke and fucking
and hookers.
And hookers.
And not even recording anything.
Freddie's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Well, it's not the 80s, bro.
It's not.
This is 2,500 euro a day. We're not fucking around here. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So, he's got some wild...
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a great experience.
It was.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Really good.
Nick Cage?
I just looked up Nick Cage's net worth.
It'd be huge. It'd be like 570 mil, I reckon.
It's 25 million.
Oh, that's it?
It used to be 100 million, and now I know why.
Yeah, he's blowing it.
His son's blown it all on
blowing it.
On shit recordings.
25 mil.
Didn't he ask Hal Hammer? Wasn't that one of the drummers that he told him to get fucked? Yeah, he goes on 80s movies.
That's awesome. Fuck you.
National Treasure sucked.
Yeah.
What was that Nick Cage movie, the new one, where it's about him, and it's him and Pedro Pascal? It's funny because he's like taking the piss out of himself.
Literally plays himself, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure.
I can't remember what it's called. It's good.
Nick Cage Fighter.
Yeah. Cage Fighter. The band.
It was a band called that.
Yeah.
I was actually going to record them last year, but we couldn't make the schedules work.
Yeah. Ballarat Boys. Our boys. They're good. Yeah, they're a good band.
So how was Gothenburg anyway? What's it like there?
Dark.
We didn't see a lot.
Just in the studio. Yeah. Well, we saw it 2 days.
Well, if you're paying that sort of rate, bro, you're not wasting time.
Yeah, you're saying straight.
We didn't pay that rate.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
No. Nah, you just still had the residue from Nick Cage, you'll find.
Yeah.
Still residue?
Just their bottle shops are annoying. Swedish bottle shops. I can't remember the name of them, but they got this funny name. It's the little green shop, or the green sign.
Yeah.
And they don't sell cold booze.
I never know how to Google that because I think Bottle-O is translated into Swedish
liquor store.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shuts at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock?
They don't have any cold drinks. Everything's on the shelf warm because they don't want to promote drinking in the street.
Is it cold?
So you've got to take it home and get it cold.
Yeah.
It's very annoying.
That's weird.
Being Australian because we drink. Like,
Yeah.
Say green and time.
We're world champions.
Yeah.
Bat and gambling.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's us and Ireland. We're fighting each other. And there's no money over there, so they come here.
Yeah. Well, we did end up drinking with some Irish blokes in London, didn't we?
Oh, so you just cling on to me. I can't understand them half the time. I'm half deaf. Yeah, System Bollage or whatever it's called.
System Bollage.
Yeah, I think that's how you say it.
It's the only place that can sell alcohol in Sweden.
And it's got the fucking monopoly. Harvey Norman.
Full of single Swedish mums with trolleys full of white wine.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm on the wrong place.
Yeah.
I'll push your trolley, Dale. Helga.
Helga.
There's some PowerPoints over there you could service for sure.
Fucking oath.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about this whole closing at 6 p.m. though.
6 o'clock.
Oh, no, that's how they roll. It's like, it's I like get it. Very, it's like Germany. Like on a Sunday, shut down.
Yeah.
Germany's, you can buy booze at fucking servos.
You can, but generally speaking, it's a big Orthodox.
Yeah, it's a religion. Yeah.
Sunday, look, no trucks on the roads are allowed on Sundays in Germany.
Oh my lord!
So every day off, that's sick. It's sick. Every day off for
trucks give me the shit.
Yeah, they're annoying. Yeah. And no trucks in the left-hand lane, in which is the right-hand
lane.
Yeah,
the fast lane.
Banned.
Yeah, they got that here, but truckies don't give a fuck. No. So if I'm going fast, I'm going in that lane. Get out of my way, cunt.
Down there. Yeah, the Princess has it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's along the eastern. Monash has it.
Yeah, center lane, truck lane.
Yep, but they don't listen. They just.
Or they fucking all stick in the left lane. You're trying to merge off. You're like, fuck, I need to get off this next exit. Seven trucks in a row, B doubles. Come on, can't move it.
I love to hear it. Love to hear it. The road rage.
Oh, no, I'm the road rager. I love it. Yeah. I live on the horn just all day. Yeah. Any fucking little thing.
Well, I was on the phone to him on the way in going, these crowds of people that are blocking the freeway. giving them
the horn. What are you fucking doing?
Mm.
I'm a horn, and then give them one little one. And then if it's bad, long one. And if it's real bad, window down, hand out the window, head out the window. You motherfucker, I'm following you home, cunt.
It's a language, though. Like, I've been to India as well, and they have a very in-depth language with their horns because they don't use indicators. I mean, it's just like the Wild beep, West. Beep, 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 it's free-for-all. Yeah. So I was like, constantly, you got to beep to let them know you're there and beep again. And it's
all audio. Just hold the fucker in. Just,
it's wild.
I'm here. I'm still here.
Didn't the stage fall apart? Was it Neo? Neo Blue Skies?
Stage fell apart.
Didn't the... Weren't you playing?
Is Neo still a band?
The stage was slowly rattling apart as you were playing.
No. Tall Black Lava.
It's all... Tall Black... Oh, all Black... Yeah, sorry. No. I thought you said tall. I'm like, yeah, he's tall.
I thought that was you guys when that happened.
The stage fell apart.
Wasn't it? You playing a gig in India? Was that... Might have been...
Yeah, I played in India.
Might have been Psycho when we were talking to Dave. He was telling me...
I remember advancing my backline for the Indian shows, and they're like, yep, got everything. You know, I got a big double bass kit, you know, big toms everywhere and cymbals. Mm-hmm. And yeah, right, we've got everything. It's all triple checks because I always do. I'm just absolutely fanatical about all that stuff.
You roll in?
Roll in, and it's a PDP Dolphin Series acrylic thing. And they're like, oh, we'll put this kit together with the kit on the other stage when the other band finishes, which is like 500 metres away.
Join them up.
Put it on a golf cart and chauffeur it over here. So me and Troy, our sound dude, had to
build a kit out of two kits.
A kit with gaffer tape, and it was fucking
insane.
That's
so sick.
So they had everything, they just didn't have it together. It was a jigsaw.
They would consider drum hardware as gaffer.
Yeah.
So it's specific drum hardware clamp or gaffer for them.
Fuck.
So that was interesting, but there was 20,000 people and it was absolutely insane. So it was
20,000 people.
And when we finished, we got told it's a different world there.
Yeah.
If you roll in and you're a white dude and you're at a music festival, you just get ravaged because they don't know who you are. They just think
you're famous.
Yeah, they've all got pen and paper. They want signatures and they're offering your weed and it's crazy.
Indian weed.
And it's just grass, mind you. Grass full of seed.
Yeah, 100%.
Dude, it was fucking awful. So.
Be hot though. The seed's popping. Oh, God. Yeah.
He said, don't go wandering. Just stay in the green room. Don't go wandering. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, whatever, mate. So.
You went wandering.
Me and the boys went wandering. We got absolutely ravaged. Oh. Like, we were just like, you guys don't even know who the fuck we are. What the hell's going on? So we had to literally run back to the green room. And we're like, nah. We've told all the other boys, don't fucking go out there. It's the Wild West. So we played the show and we're all a bit on edge because, they tried to storm the stage at one point. All the security guards.
Oh.
Sort of everyone's like, It was getting real fucking tense, and we finished the last song, and I had no idea, but all these fireworks started going off above us, and we didn't know it was going to happen. And there's security guards there with AK-47s, and I'm just fucking throwing my sticks. I'm wigging out, going, "What the fuck's going on?" Because people are trying to get on stage.
Yeah.
There's bangs going. I didn't know what I had in ears in, so you just don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
and we got ushered, like all these dudes just ushered us into this big car and we just took off. All my cymbals are on stage, everything's on stage, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Fucking hell.
I'm like, if you can't guarantee my backline's going to be here, my cymbal's going to be on fucking Indian eBay after this, or yeah, what's going on? So,
did you get them back?
Yeah, I got them back.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, so what was the price on Indian eBay, though? Did you pay for them to get them back? A
couple of rupees.
Yeah, 110 million rupees.
You know, my pedals are on stage. It was just like a grab and go. I didn't know what was happening. So you're just like, what the fuck's going on? Get thrown in the back of a car. Like,
that's why they've got the cage at IPL matches. If you watch IPL matches, they've got like security mesh.
Oh, really?
Around the whole ground.
They just, it
like
was
a
just
a cage. So they're playing cricket in a cage. Like, I always wonder why. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And get a little bit of fucking couple of drinks and the Indians loosen up.
Oh, man.
And
they just, they're very
fucking straight over the
super
fence.
Super passionate. Yeah. It was very tense. I don't know what the fuck was going to go on.
What was it? Festival?
I can't remember what it was called, but it was at a big college over there.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah. College money. Because there's no middle class in India from what I observed. There's pure poverty. I saw a goat eating a Coke can at one point.
Fuck a poor goat. No Pepsi in India.
It was just like
Diet Coke too.
Yeah, I'll never forget it. This goat was just hacking at a Coke can. I'm just like, well, the grass is not readily, I don't know, like, but it's either extreme poverty or wealth.
Yeah, super wealth too.
Just like,
so there's no middle ground.
No, it was really, really crazy to see.
Do my best work in the middle.
With a Coke can and a goat.
So who else was on this show? Was it a show or a festival?
It was
or?
A festival. There was some Bollywood dude.
Yeah. He ran it?
Or no. The college, I'm not sure who ran it, but it was
so
at college.
So they just booked bands?
They just take bands. There was this festival that happened. I think Psychotic did it one year. Yep.
And a Bollywood dude.
He headlined the other night. We headlined
what
a different
night. Fuck? You headline?
Yep.
What the fuck?
And I dare
the
say
crossover is
half the crowd, at least half the crowd had no idea who we were.
Oh, absolutely. And they were just like, whatever, sick.
Yeah, they just went nuts.
Yeah.
They probably couldn't even hear understand it properly. God knows what the front of house sounded like.
Oh,
if my drum kit is half gaffer tape.
Yeah, 100%.
Gaffer tape, like, what's...
It's just 10,000 iPhones stuck together.
Non-speaker.
Yeah, with like a paper.
Oh, God. Mayhem.
Fuck.
That's fucking weird.
That's sick, though.
Yeah.
Did you see the Bollywood dude?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah? What was... Did you get the full setup? Doing
it was actually really good.
Dancing and shit?
Yeah, he was on it.
I love that shit.
And he was a really nice guy.
Yeah?
Wanted to come and, like, hang out and
Raj?
Say hi.
What was his name?
I can't remember.
It's Raj. It's all Raj.
Yeah. You can't park there, Raj.
Nah, bro. Come up there, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah, true. Bollywood's hectic.
It's taking over.
Yeah.
Big stuff over there.
It's big bucks.
Big bucks. They get paid per movie, a lot of these.
Yeah, and they
stars.
Punch out movies.
Yeah, a lot of the music stars there get paid per movie.
Oh,
so
right.
Their whole aim, I had a big chat with the taxi driver one day, actually, and he filled in on me. And he goes, mate, because if you make it big over there as a musician, you're in the movies.
Yep.
But you get a song feature on the movie.
Yeah.
So the more you can pump out...
you get a million streams instantly.
Yeah. Million rupees.
Untapped market.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't think any Aussies are cracking the Indian market, though.
Maybe Parkway.
Yeah, Parkway.
Maybe. Yeah, but they played there early days. Yeah. They played to no one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But it was the same janky-ass setup. Like,
and everyone
a couple of bits
stage.
Of ply over a pit. Yeah. And like,
it was on a doco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got into their room and there was some random dude... with the mustache sleeping on their floor in their hotel.
What the fuck?
And they're like, they didn't know what to say, like, so they just slept in there and he slept in there.
It's
just
a hot bed.
It's on that doco. Yeah.
You see the same thing, that everyone was just on stage.
Yeah.
Like people just rushing the stage.
It was.
Yeah. It's some sitar. Sitar in the track.
Ooh, yeah.
Fucking clean up.
What's that Bollywood metal band? Bloodywood?
Bloodywood.
Yeah.
Bloodywood. They're actually pretty good.
Yeah. It's good.
There's actually
skills.
An amazing band I found over there called Pineapple Express. Absolutely mind blowing.
Yeah.
They're still they're actually sick.
Was that the marijuana or the band?
No, it was the band. But they were smoking the devil's lettuce they were.
Yeah,
smoking.
I can imagine.
Oh, I think so.
It's devil's curry over there.
I remember wearing.
Could go with curry. Probably Indian curry.
Oh, I actually was very reserved with the food.
Oh, you would be, man. Just
the paranoia was through the roof.
Oh, every single person I know, because I've got, like, Indian background, so I get a little bit of the brown pass, so it's all right. Just a little bit. Everyone I know that's been to India and is just like, you are just going to get sick. You're just going to be shitting flat out like water. So just suck it up and deal with it and enjoy the food. They're like, enjoy it, because no matter what, how prepared you are, you're just going to be shitting
your insides water. Aren't prepared for
that's
that.
That's it. No. But they got the bum gun, so it's all right.
Yeah.
Bum gun.
Bum gun.
Bum gun. You haven't been to Southeast Asia, have you?
Uh-huh.
Bum gun. You know the bum gun?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows, once you go to the bum gun, you can't go back. Yeah. All the papers. Obsolete.
Yeah, it's like in Japan, they got the
they got the fucking digital bum gun.
Oh, yeah. You can set the temperature of the water, too.
Yeah, yeah. You get the robot screen. Get a little massage on the seat. I'm going to Tokyo in...
4 weeks.
34 days.
Sick.
Oof. That's all I'm going to do. Just sit on the loo.
You been before?
You know, fucking jet up the bum? Yeah. Nah, I haven't. This is my first time.
Oh, don't, really? Oh, you're going to die.
Keen.
You're going to love it.
It's... Yeah, it'll find some shows over there.
Go to God's Bar.
Yeah?
Yeah, God's Bar. Shinjuku.
Yeah, I'm in Shinjuku fantastic. For a couple of days.
Yeah, you'll see me on the wall at God's Bar, actually.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh. Someone write that down and message me, because I will forget.
God's Bar. God's Bar Tokyo. It's the middle bar listening. Tokyo.
With a Z instead of an S.
Oh, God-Z. Godzilla Bar. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sick.
Yeah. Yep. It's near the Godzilla too. The one that's hanging off the side of the building.
Oh, that Godzilla Hotel. Yeah. Oh, priced to stay there. I was like, that's fucking sick. I'll stay there. Nah. It was like fucking $400 a night. It was garbage.
Oh, wow.
No.
Jeez. How long are you going for?
2 weeks.
Oh, perfect. Are you going to Osaka at all?
Or? Yep. 6 days Tokyo, 3 or 4 days Osaka, and then the back end.
It's awesome.
Whatever's back at Tokyo. I'm shuffling around.
Yep.
But
you could spend 2 weeks in Tokyo.
Yeah.
That's a good one in Osaka. That's the other metal bar. Bar Midian.
There we go.
Yeah.
Mm.
Tom's in Osaka now. So he'll listen to this and he'll be all over it. Yeah. He's living there.
Oh, I can't remember the dude's name. I'm fucking friends with him on Instagram. The guy that owns the place. Absolute legend.
DK.
Yeah.
Mm, very Tory hospital people there. It's a different world. I remember the first time I went to Japan, we were touring, and you know, you're touring, you've got gear, and you're a bit on edge with gear. We've got to take trains everywhere. And, you know, you've got in-ear monitor racks and shit. We've got to carry guitars, blah, blah, blah. And trying to get up these stairs at a train station, and all these locals trying to help us. And I thought they're trying to steal. So I'm like, boys,
fucking, don't touch my shit, come.
Boys. We got some thieves.
Yeah.
They're just trying to help you.
Yeah, polite.
Like, they took us on the train, went out of their way, jumped on the train with us, went to our destination, got back on the train, and then they went.
That's crazy.
Bruh, that's so
and
good.
It just blew my mind. I'm like, wow, you would never get that anywhere.
Nah. I watched a dude drop $2 on the ground and I kicked it away from him.
Yeah. Don't try and give him a tip. I tried to tip a guy at a restaurant and he's like, I don't need your money. You know, he's just like,
I don't need your money. Pride. I'm from Japan.
Yeah. You go into a restaurant, you have to take your shoes off, put on some slippers, kneel down at a table to eat. And
sick.
Yeah, the first time we did that, you go in, you think, oh, this is pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
Get the big face. Yeah, load us up with the big face. What's the biggest feast you got? Bring it out. Just plates of food, just keep coming. And you're like, oh, what do you want to drink? So I wouldn't mind some bourbon and coke. So they bourbon and coke. Okay, no worries, cool. So they come out with a Stein glass full of bourbon and a 2 liter bottle of coke. You just know it's on, like,
oh my god.
We're just looking at each other going, oh my god,
game over. What
the fuck have we got ourselves into? So
that's a go.
Oh, that's so good.
Danger.
Yeah.
Danger.
So how'd that night end?
Terrible, because that was, we got there a day early before the first show and everyone was just slaughtered.
Oh, just
first
show. Oh no.
Yeah. Absolutely slaughtered. And the whole band got slaughtered.
But what do? Happen. Do you land the day of the show and then go in tired? Or do you land the day before
go in and wasted. Fucking
go in hungover?
Well, generally
they're the two options.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because if you land the day before and don't go out, and you're well rested.
Oh, it's such a,
that's impossible. System. It doesn't happen.
Well, not many places will fly you in the day before, but that's Japanese hospitality.
Yeah.
I remember we made a mistake once of having a promoter book our flights for the first European festival run we did, and it was in Portugal, and it was 46 hours from Melbourne to when we got to the festival in Portugal.
Well, then on the day.
on the day.
46 there, hours?
Landed at the
airport in Lisbon.
Yeah. There was a lot of four layovers, monster layovers.
Oh.
Get to Lisbon, and then the van's there to pick us up. And we're like, oh, how far to the festival? And he's like, oh, it's about 3.5 hour van ride. And I'm just like, oh,
for fuck's sake. You know,
airline left the bass guitar in fucking Abu Dhabi or something. So the bass player's in the crowd watching.
He was on tracks.
We put him on tracks. So, because he had a left-handed fucking...
Some hard to find
or something. Yeah. Like,
oh, God.
No, it's gone on. So.
Nah, he's not in Portugal.
Yeah, yeah. So it was...
They just got flamenco guitars, that's it. Yeah.
I've never felt more dead.
Yeah.
Just that sweat. Much travel.
Oh. So was it 46 hours before the 3-hour drive?
No, nah, it was 46 hours from Melbourne Airport.
To the festival.
To the festival. So that's just short of two but full days of transit.
Yeah, but so... How long of sleep... Little bits here and there, just broken everything.
And that's before a tour. Yeah. It's not like you've got to wake off. Like you finish the show, you're at the airport at 5 a.m. the next day.
Going no wonder no car wants to come here. Because here is the same way. As
that's
that.
It's pretty
them.
Brutal
here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's early lobby calls. Mm.
Yeah, it's 6 a.m.
Mm.
here for the next flight. And you fly to Sydney and then get off a plane, get on a van, drive to fucking wherever.
If you do the
unload, go, do a little sound check, go get some food.
Because you've got to be at sound check at like 1:30.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going from Brisbane to Sydney.
Yeah. That's it. It's
pretty brutal.
Yeah. Because we interview a lot of internationals at their Melbourne stop.
Yep.
And it's usually their back end of the tour.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, how's the tour been? What have you seen? They're like, nothing.
Car window.
Yeah.
Or nothing. A plane window. We've seen vans, planes.
That's what I've seen in the US.
Yeah, we've seen some weirdos at shows. Like, how many shoeies have you been told to drink? That sort of shit. God. Man, the fucking old mate did it last night. The Migo the Devil dude. Fucking cunts are yelling out shoey to him. I'm like, dude's got an acoustic guitar. His hands are full. Just fucking let him be. He's like, I've done heaps worse. Don't worry about me.
I had a funny shoey story. When I played with MTS last year, we had Fit for an Autopsy with us.
Yeah.
And Joe Bad, the singer, we stitched him up on the last show. It was a big digital screen in Magnet in Perth in the venue. And basically before the last song, this huge logo came up and it's like an Australia flag with the cowboy hat and it's like shooey exclamation mark. The whole crowd started screaming shooey and he's especially like, what the Perth. Fuck? He's looked around and he's just like, oh, I have
you
to.
Fucking cunt. Oh, yeah, I have to. Love a shooey.
He did it too. Of course he did it. Yeah. Shout out, Joe Bad.
Yeah, good band.
Mm. I was playing for Make Them Suffer in Perth.
That was wild, actually. Yeah, that was wild. Very wild. That's our hometown show.
Yeah.
Pretty much,
yeah. Yeah, because we went to the Melbourne one, and I heard that you were drumming on the tour, and I was like, the fuck's wrong with J-Man? Fucking broke a leg or something.
Yeah, some commitments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was busy. That's fair.
Mm.
Then walked in and saw your kid up there, fucking two kick drums. I was like, J-Man can't play two kick drums.
No, he's got two now.
And he's down now. He does. On the MTS tour.
I've left my mark.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, if you're a heavy band, you've got to have two kicks.
You got it. I don't care if you got a double pedal and you put two up.
Yeah.
Just looks sick.
Looks sick. And it looks symmetrical. Looks good.
Mm. It does.
What are we looking at with the new Slipknot drummer?
Man. He's running four kick drums.
Charlie.
Yeah. Well, when we interviewed Charlie, he was fucking... Man, that cunt did not want to talk to us.
Dude.
He was so stoned.
Oh.
I tried to chat to him in Adelaide. I went to the arena show in Adelaide. Yeah. And I was at catering. And I toured with his missus many years ago.
Yeah.
And... so I went up and said, look, dude, I'm a big Pantera fan, you know, I just really respect how much homework you did with it. And I actually, I did a run with your missus a few years ago. And he's like, cool.
Like, That was him. Yeah, I'm like, cunt, you invented the blast beat. Give us some. And he's like,
Yep.
I was like, all right, cool.
That was it, just one word.
Why are you giving us some cunt that doesn't talk for media? Like, brother, chat.
Very weird.
Yeah. Then bass dude. What was old man bass player's name? Pantera bass dude?
Oh, Rex.
Yeah, he was doing an interview next to us. I could hear him a bit more chatty.
Him and Charlie are known to be very reserved. So,
but afterwards, they both looked pissed that they had to do media. I was like,
dude, when Phil
came. You don't have to.
when Phil came into the venue
yeah.
in Adelaide, he walked in and started thanking everyone who was there, like the local loader dudes,
yeah,
all his crew.
See?
He's like, dude, brothers, thanks for being here, thanks for working, appreciate everyone. And I was hell like, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Charlie gave us nothing.
At yeah, all. Very reserved.
Mm. Just trying to get the good vibes back, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he's...
I got to get the karma back.
Yeah, he's seemed very genuinely grateful that he's doing that now, so...
We almost fucked it all up.
Mm.
We pretty much did.
Yeah. He did. Fuck, I think he did.
Yeah, because Europe just went, nah, see ya, you're
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they lost a few yeah. festivals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Silly.
Mm.
Put the hard yards in to get back, but... Anyway, what's up coming? What else is coming?
You got a tour?
Leadbeater show.
Or just a show?
Show.
Or
yeah, show? Single launch.
Yeah.
Leadbeater, May 18th, with Alarum, Nembatolic, and a new death metal band called Trepicide.
Sick. Yeah. Have you seen Nembatolic before?
I haven't. Heard good things, though.
Oh, my God.
They're our Frankston boys.
Fucking sick.
Yeah.
They're like,
from Frankston,
they're from Frankston.
Yeah. I've actually had a few messages from people that are pretty happy that they're playing.
Oh, sick. I'm telling you, they're the cool band. They're the fucking, they're the ones.
We picked the right band, then. Yeah.
They're so good. They call themselves Frankston Cunt Metal. And it's like, wait till you see it. Wait till you see it. You'll fucking love it. It's good.
Makes sense.
And they're kids.
Are they?
They're like 19 and
20. Oh, they were the ones at Good Things, yeah?
Yeah, they won the Good Things competition to play Good Things. Cool. We were talking to them in the artist area.
Yeah.
And I was like, these cunts look quite Nembatolic. They look lost. Just these bogans with long hair and like camo shorts. And I was like, they're just walking around lost.
Yeah.
I'm like, oi, you cunts Nembatolic? They're like, how do you know? I'm like, I'm from Frankston. They're like, oh, fuck yeah.
It was like 10 a.m. and I'm walking past all the artist tents. Everyone's all nicely set up waiting for them.
Mm.
And I look at this one tent, there's empty cans already.
Fuck.
These guys are just fucking gathering. Yeah. We got a rider. They're just drinking.
They're the best dudes. They're so good.
Yeah, sick. Cool. Cool.
Yeah. I don't even know how to describe them. They're like Malevolence. From the UK.
Yep.
So like that sort of hardcore Pantera crossover.
Yep.
But bogan.
Cool.
But the tough as dude shreds on guitar.
Well, it makes sense that Youngie from King Parrot recommended it to me, guys.
Yeah.
Who have you got on your show? And I was like, oh, who you recommend?
Well, Youngie knows what he's talking about.
Oh, he's all over it, mate.
He's all over it.
He's all over it. So
good band. I'm like, they've got it. Not many local bands have it. They've got it.
Yeah, sick. They are good. Still a lot of tickets for sale too. So,
Where is it? Leadbeater?
Still a few there.
Have you played there before?
No. I booked it because I thought
it's a good stage.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we played the Bendy last time, and
no more Bendy. R.I.P.
We sold it out, and won't name names, but he put a show on upstairs as well.
Yeah,
and it was just. Stupid.
Yeah.
He put it as a Hawaiian gig upstairs, and everyone wanted to come down and check out what was happening downstairs. And they're just standing in front of the merch area.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Dude. I know the setup.
Yeah. Hawaiian gig.
We're trying to hustle here, mate. Can you paid for a ticket, please? Fuck off.
Yeah, legit.
Yeah.
It was I do hate that
shit. And they had understaffed at the bar. Queues out the door.
Always.
Drink.
Always.
So I was like, oh, it's a bit.
Did you get paid, though?
No, we got paid. It was all good.
Yeah, a lot of bands haven't been paid from the Bendy.
Yeah.
A lot of shows.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Yeah,
like, I know they had dramas, but, like...
I booked it, so...
Yeah.
You got to ask or you won't get paid.
The tickets are separate. They should fucking... The payout should go to the... They can be started with that.
Yeah.
Because I book shows and I know how it all works and...
Yeah, I hate it. Oof. I fucking hate it. But it
fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Leadbeater's good, though.
Yeah, so... Leadbeater's good. It's just to get a 300-ish cap room in Melbourne that has good facilities to allow an artist to put their show on. You know, we tried. Howl is really good, but they don't really like metal these days.
Yeah, I know a guy.
You know a guy?
Stay Gold.
Oh, me. Yeah. Huge on Stay Gold.
Well, trust me, I'll look after you.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll look after you.
All right.
Some of the best shows I've seen.
We haven't played Stay Gold yet, so we've got to play Stay Gold.
We've got to do it.
We have to.
Yeah. I've never played there.
There you go.
So there you go.
A lot of metal dudes are off Stay Gold. I don't know why.
It's just the production for me. It's just like, it's just backstage is really.
Oh, backstage sucks.
Yeah. Not much room. Just like, I'm big on like being able to put on.
You got a green room upstairs.
Just to put on a show that represents the band as best as possible. Yeah. So.
The only. thing that they need is a screen, but the screen is...
Oh, banners are fine.
Yeah, banners are fine.
There's no room for a screen in Stakeholder.
No. The stage isn't deep enough for it.
I do vibe it. The Rock and Roll Club. Yeah,
it's wide enough.
It's crazy in there when it's sold out.
Oh, man. I was there last night, sold out.
Who was there last night?
Amigo the Devil. This dude, American folk, neo-folk singer.
Cool.
On his own, acoustic guitar, packed.
Love it. Fucking sick. I saw Ocean Sleep last night.
Yeah. Oh, that was on last night was hectic. There's so many shows on
every weekend, dude. Yeah,
and you got Rotting Christ and
is that tonight?
Jungle Rot. No, that's next week.
Next week at Melbourne Deathfest.
Yeah. King of Pain as well.
How's Rotting Christ? The poor dudes. They're sick band, sick dudes. They're doing. I think they're doing three shows in Melbourne.
At all the different venues.
One's at Staygold.
Yeah.
One's at the Gasso. I think there's one more.
Yeah, because one was at the Bendy. It's not at the Bendy. It's a Gasso. So
okay.
I don't know where it's moved to.
But it's like their 30-year tour. And it's like you fly to Melbourne and play the Gasso for your 30-year show.
Yeah.
Just book a decent venue for them.
Yeah.
They're a sick band.
Yeah, it should be Max Watts, but...
I reckon. But that'd be perfect.
Yeah, but old mate, he... What's his name? Your Mate Bookings?
Your Mate, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he booked that.
Yeah, because he's tied to the Bendy and then...
Oh, okay.
He was for a bit, he's tied to the Bendy. Now he's not, but...
Bendy's...
No one is.
R.I.P.
Yeah, I know, it's gone. But yeah, he booked some unique tours.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he's booked a couple of mates of mine. They all said, you know, they get paid and it's all good.
Yeah, that's it. So, but yeah, you just see some of the routing, some of the supports and venues
and all that stuff.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Yeah. But
it's hard work being a promoter.
Fucking sucks.
I couldn't do it.
I do it in my spare time and I hate it.
It's the one thing I just like.
It's the worst thing. And then the only way, like, you have to go through a booking agency, like a proper company, to do it properly.
Mm.
And there's, like, one. There's two, maybe. But, like,
yep.
Fuck, it sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It's a nightmare.
I hate it.
Booking shows. Oh. I like running shows. So I'm a manager, so I like to manage.
Yep.
I like to get to a show for load-in, make sure cunts load in, set up the kit, do all that shit, set up merch. I'm manager. I like to run all that.
He's on it.
But then booking... Booking is fine because it's just emails.
Yep.
Promoting tours sucks.
Yep.
No cunt buys anything.
No.
Then you spend.
The packages have to be just on point.
Ridiculous, or it just doesn't sell.
There's no
bands left. There's like maybe 10 good bands in Melbourne.
Like Melbourne bands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For genres, like every genre, there'd be a handful of good bands. And you stick them all on a bill, like, this is the best show ever.
And then three weeks later...
Guess what? Same show. I'm not going that again.
Yeah, we've
How many times do you see the same ads?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm over it.
Yeah, the big shows are sucking a lot of the local stuff, which, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, that's the nature of the beast. Like, that's how it's always
been. The local scene went through the roof for COVID.
Yeah.
Because all we had. It was good to see it. And then, once the big bands come back, it's like, it's game over.
Every week
there's an international out through. Like, we just had Black Dahlia and, well, we had Revo and
Suffocation.
Yeah, the other night.
That
was sick.
That was great.
And then Black Dahlia and Carcass.
Yep.
A couple of weeks ago.
And, we toured with Obituary at the start of the year.
Yeah.
That was another good one.
And Psychroptic.
That was fun.
That was quite big, actually.
Yeah.
Bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good. That was Croxton, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Croxton's good. Good room.
Yeah, it's cool.
So big.
Metal sounds good in there too.
Yeah, 1,000 people.
Yeah. Because it's that of Max Watts. Oh, not Max Watts. 170.
170 is 1,000, yeah.
But yeah, I reckon I'm more Croxton now. I used to be 170.
Really?
Yeah, I'm more Croxton.
I prefer 170 just because of the production, but...
Yeah.
Croxton's a cool room.
Rock and roll. Sounds good, but... Yeah, I like the Croxton.
Yeah.
I like the layout. It's good.
Yeah, you can just walk.
Just straight back.
You can fucking go anywhere and see.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, 170 is good because it's tiered, so you can stand up the back and see.
But you still got to get the right spot.
You got to fucking go. There's like handrails and barriers and fucking.
Have you been to the North theatre yet?
Yeah, yeah, heaps of times.
Oh, yeah.
I like Northcote Theatre, but if you get stuck in no man's land, you can't see shit.
Yeah. You don't drink anymore. That's the worst bar at a venue I've ever seen.
The one in the middle?
Just run straight to the middle. Yeah, you can't fucking do anything.
Yeah, like the Horseshoe Bar.
Yeah.
I think our favourite venue is the Forum, isn't it?
Forum's the one. That's the best venue. That's the one. Perfect. There's no bad spot. You can see, if you're on the floor, you can see.
Yeah.
From the back, you can see.
Yeah.
There's no other venue where you can see
everything. In a booth, you can see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fancy.
And there's little bars tucked away.
It's not just one.
Yeah, it's great.
You stand there, you turn around and you're like, I've got a photo, I'll go all the way back up, and then there's just a bar right there, and you're like,
sick.
Where the fuck did that come from?
I know, it's perfect. Yeah,
they know how to make money.
Northcote Theatre do have like barrier beers. Yeah. So if you're stuck on the barrier,
they
can yell out to them.
I've actually found that out at Black Dahlia. I saw the little fridge over the barrier and I was like, what's that for? And the guy's like, do you want a drink? And he bought the little
square
tap. Little tap and go. And I was like, are you fucking serious? That's this is sick. Like the greatest invention ever.
Delivered beers at the show.
Oh,
pretty good.
What a way to make money.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, just people leaning over the front just trying to tap and go a Melbourne bitter.
Yeah. Well, you can't walk walk all the way back.
Well, once you move, that's it. You can't get back.
You're fucked. You're not getting back.
Or you're one of those cunts that's fucking squishing past, whacking everyone during the show. Like, cunt, shut the fuck up. It's my favourite song. Oh, you know who I've been dealing with lately, the last couple of shows I've been to? Gig talkers. Cunts that catch up with their mates at shows and just talk through the song.
Screaming in each other's ears. It does my head in.
Oh, shut the fuck up. If you want to chat, get out the fucking front.
The one at Mudvayne, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to fight for you here.
Yeah, well, there's three dudes. I was like, I'll fight these cunts. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're coming in thick.
Like, when was Mudvayne here last?
Were they young kids or?
No. It was everyone our age. It was like mid-30s and up. Yeah, whole crowd.
I didn't go, but I saw the lineup to get into the venue.
Yeah, it was fucked. Three dudes in front of me. And it's like they were old schoolmates catching up for the first time.
Yeah. haven't seen each other.
50
came out.
Yeah.
So that wasn't the problem, though. The problem was that they pushed past.
They pushed through the crowd and then stopped right in front of us, passed beers to each other, then just started having a chat. It was a fucking picnic.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, oi, can you shut the fuck up? And dude's like, huh? I'm like, shut the fuck up. He's like, what? I'm like, stop talking. Stop.
Yeah.
Dig's about to come on, bro.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
And they've been chatting all week on fucking Instagram anyway.
Legit, so getting ready for the show. No, they wouldn't have Instagram. They'd be Facebook style.
Oh, still on MySpace, those
boys. MSN Messenger.
Yeah.
But they were just drunk as fuck and just talking shit. And they're like, oh, we're talking about the bass. I'm standing to the right. I look over. I'm like, oh, Jason's about to get in a fight.
Then I'm like, I don't care. I'll take all three. I don't give a fuck. Shut the fuck up.
Jeez, rude.
But yeah, they were talking about school pickups or something.
Yeah, like, some shit. Oh, it sucks with a dad. Blah, blah, blah. Like, who the fuck let you fucking come in them? Gross.
Can't believe I've got a babysitter. Can get out and see fucking Mudvayne. You're not watching Dickhead. Fuck off.
So bad.
Jeez.
Fucking pissed me off.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a lot of shows, so.
Leadbeater.
Yeah, Leadbeater. May 17th.
17th?
Yeah.
Smelly floor.
May the
18th. Sticky floor. Sticky floor.
That's carpet.
Oh, that's carpet up the top. Yeah. Not down the bottom.
Pool table area is good.
Yeah, and there's a fireplace.
You can punch darts out there too.
Yeah, you can punch darts.
Yeah.
Oh, in that. Oh.
Around the pool table.
Yeah. The smoking room.
The back, yeah.
The pool table out the back. It's a room where you can punch darts and they just have windows open. Yeah. Old school as. It's fucking weird.
Yeah. Punching darts and playing pool, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, be some heavy hitters down there.
Yeah.
Good parties there, too.
Food's good. Yeah. Sounds good.
Bistro's only got like 7 seats, though.
Yeah. It's weird. Well, it's not a bistro. It's just a front bar.
Yeah, it's weird.
But it's good.
Yeah,
good green room. Good
May green the 18th is that. So that's next gig.
Big green room. 3 weeks.
And we're working on some other stuff for the middle of the year.
That's what we like.
Yes.
Which some touring at the end of the year.
We can't talk about it just yet.
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
May 18th.
Still in the works.
A little spicy teaser there. I didn't mind the Leadbeater. It was a pretty good venue.
Yeah, Leadbeater's good. I like it.
But like you said before about Bendy not having enough staff, every time I went to that bar, it was like literally, as soon as I got to the bar at the Leadbeater, it was hand on there, what do you want?
Yeah.
Like they were, there's like five bartenders for a bar that couldn't fit five bartenders.
Yeah.
It was what you want.
That's good. It was, obviously I played heaps of shows there, a lot of history there.
The Bendy.
I don't like playing there as a muso.
Yeah.
Don't mind going to shows there. But yeah, just there's nowhere to warm up, especially if it's sold out. It's just, it's like, you're in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So it's.
And when Joe walked through the crowd, deep man, heat.
It is.
It's fucking punk rock. It's good.
It is deep heat. Deep heat.
You said it too good.
No, I wasn't there.
What?
Was it Joe with deep heat? Yeah,
well, yeah, it's there. But that venue just smells like deep heat all the time.
So weird.
It's weird. Yeah, you walk in, you're like, it's like footy club rooms.
Any of you's ever played Rosie's in Brisbane years ago?
Haven't played any venue.
Did you play there, Rob?
Rosie's.
Rosie's.
Nah.
Oh, that place was just iconic for the way the carpet smelt.
Yeah.
You can smell it now. Like,
good or a bad way?
Terrible.
Yeah.
That's but, like Last Chance?
It's one of those things. There's no other place that smells like it.
But yeah.
It's, yep.
Same as the one in Hobart. The your feet. You can't even walk. Your feet just stick to the carpet.
The Brisbane Hotel.
Yeah.
Brisbane Hotel in Hobart.
Yeah.
Is that the one? Hobart's like that.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Well, what's the place we played in, Jen?
Altar.
That place was cool.
That's like a Dark Mofo spin-off.
Yeah, that's a joint.
Is that new? Is this new?
It's newish, yeah.
That's a joint. Everyone I speak to in Hobart, that's the place.
It's awesome. Yeah. That's really good. Wicked. Yeah.
And Dark Mofo. That's not happening this year, is it?
I'm not sure.
No, I don't think it is, because I was like, all right, I'm going. And then as soon as I looked, oh, we have a year off. Like, you fucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good venue.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rate it.
Yep. Yeah. He's good. Yeah, when was it? Oh, it was before COVID. We played with, I can't remember what band it was, but there was some local band that had an upside down cross made out of beer cans. as their stage prop. And really? They were wearing balaclavas with no t-shirts on.
What city was it?
If someone knows that fucking band, can you tell me?
I'm like, that could be a head.
No, it was a Hobart local band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sick.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, I can't remember. That's tough as.
Yeah.
Fucking made a tear of Melbourne Bitters.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be James Bogues.
Yeah, I was going to say Tassie, it'd be Bogues, wouldn't it?
Bogues, the Bogues is Hobart.
Fucking Cascades.
No, Bogues is Launceston. Cascades, Hobart.
Oh, there you go.
And they fucking they hate each other.
It'd be a bloody, like a Conwell
Oh, robbery. It's a fucking knife fight. Yeah,
the North South wild. Is very,
they'll
very.
Fight each other.
Yeah.
North South is very against each other.
Cascade or Bogues, and the knives come out.
The hops better not come from over the border. Or,
yeah, legit.
Yeah.
Even though they're all related anyway. Sorry, Taswegia.
different cousins and shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Unreal. Yeah. So touring later in the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll get announced eventually.
Yeah.
Drop the album. Probably wait a couple months.
Yeah.
It's just so hard booking now for tours. Like, you got to be.
Oh.
You don't book 6 months in advance.
6 months minimum.
At least.
It's minimum. Like, I do some bookings at Stay Gold, and then I book for three different bands, and I'm already looking at next year.
Yeah.
Yep. It's fucking March. Oh, it's April. I don't know what day it is.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's fucked.
It's chaos.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm booking
So you book it all in house?
This will be the last show I'm doing. I'll do everything else. Whatever the band needs, I don't care. But
edit videos.
Yeah, videos.
just not booking shows.
Yeah, we all sort of got it. It's pretty cool set up. Everyone's got a bit of a job in the band. And
that's good.
Yeah. So my job is not booking shows, but I'm doing it. Take them off the team. So I don't want to do it anymore. I'm done. Yeah. I'm retiring after this one.
I volunteer my services, but I'm pretty over it. Yeah.
I said from the start when you started, I'm like, I can tell you're going to fucking hate it real soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was all right. And then booking that Vilify tour was a nightmare. Trying to do regional venues. Oh. Yep. They just don't reply.
I was going to say, is it 5 days between emails?
Oh, not even. Like, Telegram. 2 or 3 weeks.
Telegram.
I'm still waiting for an answer from fucking Ballarat, from Volta.
Yeah.
For a worksheet. I've sent them all the specs, all the fucking set lists, all the everything. Set times, loading times that I want, all this shit.
Yeah.
Just send me a worksheet.
Mm.
No response.
We'll have a booking agent soon.
Yeah.
We've had some Zoom calls. So.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be the end of that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's the one thing you're
I just want to turn up and play drums. That's all I want to do.
Yeah. Well, it's been good.
It's been a good chat.
Fun.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no worries.
So, Leadbeater, was it May 18th?
Yep. Yes. Yep.
Go buy tickets, you fucking dogs.
Yeah, go buy them.
And also,
let's go.
Support. If you can't handle blast beats, come to my show. It's the same night.
What venue?
Same night. Oh, the Curtain.
Curtain.
The Curtain?
Yeah.
I have been there.
Yeah.
Carlton?
Yeah. Because it was at the venue and I got pushed to the Curtain.
Okay.
Booking show sucks. There's so many shows that night. I'm like, fuck's sake.
We got Botch,
Low,
May 18, Botch and Low. You got us,
got Conjurer.
Yeah,
Conjurer that night.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Starve. Like,
fuck this. I thought that was August.
No, I'm pretty sure it's the same night.
Aren't Low playing with Conjurer? Pull it up, Jamie.
That's all right. We'll fucking sort it out.
Starve's got that all ages show in Frankston that night.
I'm going to have to double.
That's right. Frankston's pretty separate.
I'm going to have to double the ad budget for Facebook, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucked.
It's fucked.
It's so fucked. Right. It's just fighting.
Yep. Where's the best pub to get a feed?
From here?
Yeah.
That's a tough one, actually. I don't think there's anything good around here, pub-wise.
Really?
There's a couple of cafes that are right.
No but good pubs?
Nah, not really.
That's all very...
But also, I haven't been here long.
Pokey pubs? They're not big on meal pubs?
Yeah, we want some...
Yeah.
Some decent pub feed, I think.
I'm trying to think what's around here, but yeah, it's not a lot.
Okay.
Oh, we'll sort it out.
Yeah, we'll sort
it out. Oh, the one near High Point on Maribyrnong Road.
Lazy Mo's, mate. Corner. Get out of it.
What, the actual...
Lazy Mo's. Huh?
On the corner.
On the corner of Maribyrnong Road and that other one.
Is that this actually Lazy Mo's you're talking about?
Nah. Not Lazy Mo's. What's it called? This is good. This is fun. It's fun listening. Listening to work, trying to work out where a pub is.
It's white knuckle fucking.
It's near...
The best one, I reckon, is the Union in Ascot Vale. It's not too far from here.
Oh, I think I know that one.
On the corner.
All right, done. Let's go.
The Union. Sounds like the sort of joint we'd roll into.
Mm. Yeah, just got to go like, upstairs, not downstairs.
That's
upstairs,
the one I'm fucking talking about.
The Union?
The Union. Really? Legit. Yeah, yeah. Corner of Union Road and Maribyrnong Road. That's perfect. The one.
It's done a full circle.
So we were both on the fucking...
So
that pub's actually good.
You know when you got the Pokies pub? When you got the Pokey pub crowd?
$12 snitty fucking
just,
shitty.
But also the people that are just there.
Yep.
They're all downstairs.
So
and then upstairs all nice and fancy. Oh. And so they've separated them.
A different menu as well?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. They've just got Palmer and Siggy's. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Take us back to the Max Watts.
Fuck yeah.
2007.
Old mate last night, he said he was doing the Palmageddon tour. Amigo dude.
Palmageddon.
Because it's his first time in Australia. He's having Palmers every day.
See.
He reckons he was on 17 Palmers. My brother.
Oh, that's a lot.
He just fucking transformed into a chicken.
He's going to go home and learn how to crumb chicken breast.
Fucking
hell. He's going to be telling his buddies.
I think he's been here a week. That's impossible. Let's have him 3 a day.
It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's a lot of Palmers.
That fucking one you had in Hobart, you got the monster. It was two. Absolutely
fucking behemoth.
It's like a meter square. It's fucking ridiculous.
They sat like a table. They got four chooks. Four chooks and just slapped them together.
Yeah.
And
a bit of fucking egg and shit to stick them together.
Yeah.
It's not hard for them though, because you can just literally put four schnitzels, and then when you put the cheese across the top, it makes it one.
Yeah.
So you don't know it's actually
an optical illusion.
Imagine just a ginormous fucking Palmer. Have you had egg on a Palmer?
Oh, this is all the rage now. Palmer not. They come up with all the different ones.
It's a country thing. It's been forever.
Country
cows love cracker fried egg on a Palmer.
Yeah, right.
So fucking good. But people are getting onto it now.
Yeah, egg, bacon, and barbecue sauce on a Palmer.
Ooh.
Bang.
Okay.
Big fry. Yep. All right.
Get me hungry again.
All right.
I'm hungry too.
Black Lava.
Yeah. Sit around Black Lava.
Eating lunch at the Union Hotel today. Buy tickets now.
Oh my god, just heaps of Indians getting fucking autographs. Lining up. My lord.
Yeah, that's why they were on the freeway on the way here today.
Come to the show.
Yeah.
Come to the show. It's a big protest in the city today, too.
Huge.
I would have gone, but commitments. Yeah.
You got a Black Lava, mate.
Yeah, Black Lava.
Done. Black Lava, May 18, Leadbitter.
And album, July
12.
Yep. Fuck. That's coming quick.
It'll come quick.
Quick.
It'll be third album next week.
Yeah.
It's just time flies now. It's crazy.
Did you track Parksy for Wallet Inspector album?
Yes.
I saw a little line of notes there.
Yep.
What a freak of a drummer he is.
I'm getting it.
Yeah, he was sick. He was very
is their album the fucking same day? Surely not. It can't be the same day. It's similar. It's around there.
I thought it was June.
Oh, they're July, I think. Are they June? I'm pretty sure they're July. I don't know. We've got Matt coming in here for
loser
that,
pays so. Lunch. Pull it up.
Pull it up. Pull it up. Pull it up. Here it is. Wallet in. Wallet inspector. If you don't know wallet inspector, yeah, have wallet a wallet inspector.
Crazy. I know a lot of time
for. How do you even explain them? Their sound.
Well, I got a lot of time for them because they're instrumental, and I play an instrumental prog band as well.
Yeah.
And once you decide,
but to they're go not your normal. Prog
they're crazy. Band. It's wild. But once you decide to go instrumental, you've lost 70% of potential fans.
Yeah.
So it's a big knife straight in your into your heart. Straight away. So big respect for those guys. But it's wild stuff, really crazy stuff. I hadn't heard it before I started tracking it. And yeah, July. It was a trip.
July.
It is. Oh, paying for lunch. What day in July?
It doesn't say. It says will be released in July.
Oh, it'll be delayed.
It's in the. Yeah. It's got to be the week. It's got to be the week after. Yep. It's got to be. You can't do it on the same day.
It'll be delayed.
You're just going to hold the tracks a couple of weeks then send them.
I'll probably send them off.
Yeah. But yeah, instrumental, instrumental's tough.
Yeah,
like it's tough.
Yeah, it is, dude.
Yeah, yeah. But that's where the skill is.
Yeah, it's fun. It is fun. Yeah, mm. Yeah.
But yeah, cool. Yeah. First, like I'd been all over those boys from other bands, but then saw their first show. Where was it? Was that the Bendy? I can't remember who it was opening for.
I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah, it was for, I think it was Hollow World and...
Is that the one where he's reading the lyrics?
Hortopsy, yeah.
That was, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is so sick. I'm like, I've been waiting to see this band. Like, oh, this yeah, it is was fucking wild.
It was crazy.
They're so cool. Yeah.
It's really...
That's amazing. A fucking yeah. Wizard.
Yeah, the band's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm. Parksy, come round, cunt. Yeah. What are you fucking waiting
on.
For?
Get him on.
Yeah, he's coming. He's coming.
Cool.
July.
For his album release.
Yeah.
It'll be delayed.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll make sure of it.
Who else are you tracking? You got a studio?
Yeah. What have I got coming up? I've got a band coming on the 5th of next month. No idea who it is.
They're the best ones. So.
Nicholas Cage's son's band.
Bring your suitcase.
Yeah. Have you got a big kitchen? They got fucking multiple chefs.
Full of cash. Bring someone to cook for me.
Yeah. I wonder if the chef only cooked for him, not the rest of the band, not Freddie, just for
personal
him.
Personal chef.
Who knows?
Imagine having a personal chef.
Honestly.
I just have banh mi all day.
It was a 15-minute story that Freddie told me, and my jaw was on the floor the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah. It was.
We got to hit up this fucking Sweden Zoom. Nah, Zoom pods suck.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Well, Swedish people don't open up. And
well, Freddie
would be great to talk to.
Yeah,
Freddie and his drummer would actually love it.
He just
Freddie and his drummer want to come down here.
Yeah,
for a holiday. And we've said,
we'll take care of it.
Rotate between me, my joint, and his joint.
Yeah. Well, if they come down, send him around in.
Oh, for mate, sure.
Talk shit.
Oh, you really can squeeze out
of every squeak. Every Swedish band we've talked to has been polite. But that's it. Give us nothing. No one has.
You've got to go out on the piss with him the night before. Loosen him up. Make
that's
sure
the thing, because they're not loose. They're all reserved. They're all like, yes.
Yeah, you got to. He sorted us out for 5 days. He scoped us out. I didn't realise it at the time, but he's scoping you out. And once he scoped you out, he's like, all right.
Yeah.
You guys come back tomorrow.
Yeah, so we get an hour.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's hard to fucking crack an egg in an hour.
You got to go out the night before. Go
we've had Anders from In Flames twice.
Just getting down the union, mate.
And we're like,
let's go.
We're like, bro, upstairs, you're like the fucking dude. We had him on his birthday.
Get him on
50th
the
birthday.
Yeah.
We talked to him. Happy brother. Happy birthday, brother. You're 50. Yep. You're the fucking king.
Yeah.
And you're like, better than you've ever been.
Yeah.
Thanks.
He was like, thank you. It's just another day.
Wow.
That's it. Terminator style. Yeah, okay. Zero response. I was like,
get him a drink or something?
Fucking nothing. Bro, he doesn't do it anymore. He's just fucking.
Yeah,
I was like, I respect, but also I was like,
that'll be us in 10 years.
And then we got him again and I was like, I don't want to talk to him. He gave us nothing last time.
Yeah.
And then the exact same thing again. Like, hey bro,
now you're a little bit more on the Zoom one.
I don't know.
A bit more, just a little bit more. Yeah.
Not much so.
Got to carry the.
Who else have we had from Sweden? We've had a lot of Swedish band dudes.
We've had Swiss too.
We've had Swiss as well. Swiss were fun.
Yeah, Swiss. Who did you have from Switzerland?
Paleface.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. What Swedish bands?
Swedish, we had In Flames. Who was that fucking gross as Juggalo band. They sucked.
Avatar.
Avatar?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I was seeing the photos.
Yeah. Actual Juggalos.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, then they call it little circus music.
Yeah, I was going to say, it reminds me of a fucking circus.
Well, we went to In Flames' bar in Gothenburg, didn't we?
Yeah, 2112.
A couple of stories out of that night.
Yeah, I think we had five Swedish bands.
I can't remember any.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Yeah,
that's too many.
It's a great bar. Yeah, what's with that band?
Yeah.
Fucking Avatar.
Avatar?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
And they advertise themselves as your favourite band's favourite band. I was like, look, I don't think my favourite band's listening to fucking circus music. Yeah. And the dude was a weirdo. He started, when we interviewed him, he started building up a little COVID rant. Like that COVID was a conspiracy or some shit.
Oh, don't get me started.
And I was like, and he started, and also he was anti something else. He was like
everything.
Anti, yeah,
anti
like phones and shit. Like, oh, I was like, oh,
tinfoil hatter.
Tinfoil hatter. 100%. But like tinfoil with pom poms and bells. It's actually like on a fucking roof. Circus.
I actually used to work with a guy who actually had tinfoil on his roof.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's so sick. Yeah. I love that.
It's like, that's pretty wild.
Fucking hectic. Like, yeah. Is it Better Call Saul?
Maybe TV fucking reception.
I don't know.
Yeah, like side sheds get no phone reception because they got the foil insulation lining.
So
fucks it. Mm. Trying to watch fucking shit at Smoko. Can't see shit.
That's what they want, though.
That's their life.
Can't see shit at Smoko.
Yeah, fucking nightmare. trying to watch fucking reels at Smoko? No, I've got to go outside. No reception.
It sounds like it's a
that's a very specific problem.
A chat song, trying to watch reels on Smoko.
Legit. It's a problem.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're doing it again. Oh, we're rambling.
Black Lava. Go listen to them.
Yeah. Get, thank you, boys. Can you pre-order the final?
Yep.
Yeah, it's up.
Yep. What variants you got?
We have a splatter, silver splatter, and a black.
Silver splatter.
And golden, silver splatter, and a black.
That's cool.
Yeah, we had more variants in the first album.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I think I've got the first album. I should have.
On vinyl?
Yeah.
Cool. I love the artwork for that.
I should have. Yeah. Who did it?
Carlo Girardi.
Yeah.
He's the goat of mm-hmm. all canvas yeah. stuff.
Funny bastard.
Did too. The second record as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Label.
No.
No?
No.
Self-funded.
Not self-funded, but we have pumped a lot of cash into this.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, that's all right then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage's son funded.
Yeah. Big suitcase full of big greenbacks.
He created a cheaper ticket for us and Freddie, so.
Hey.
It was like we got a friend of mine runs a pyro company, so we're rambling again. I know we're trying to shut this down.
Wait, no, that's fine. This is the vibe of the pod. We just do this.
A friend of mine runs a pyro company, Blazo Pyrotechnic.
Mm-hmm.
I went to him and I'm like, look, dude, like, I know it's cost a lot, and just tell me to shut up if this is rude, or, you know, we've got X amount of cash, and it was a bit of cash, but I know pyro's not cheap.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck it, we'll do it. He goes, I'll make enough money off weddings in the next few weeks. So I was like, yes. So that's how we did the clip for Northern Dawn.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
So he just ramped up everyone else's invoice.
He's like, I've got all these weddings coming up, so I'll just slaughter them and we'll just do it. And I was like, fuck, dude, thank you.
And weddings just spend, they don't care.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy women money. That's what it is.
Wait, you got a wedding coming up?
Yeah.
Weddings? So
What have we got pyro at the wedding? You can tell me that.
Could have paid for about 7 clips, put it that way.
Pyro.
You've got to have pyro. I'm bringing a smoke machine.
We'll at least have CO2 cannons, I think.
Yeah, and the fucking
fire a few of those off.
Confetti. Fucking.
Nah. At the end?
It'll be cold sparks.
Blasting missiles with a t-shirt gun.
Yes!
It'll be cold sparks, a bit of pyro, a couple of CO2 cannons all running on DMX and time code.
Hold up. T-shirt gun for the bouquet.
Yeah.
Go back 100 metres.
It's been punching holes through chicks' chests as you
go. That's actually a great idea.
That is awesome.
On that note, rest in peace, Maud Flanders.
Oh no. Yeah, fuck. Weddings are fucked. So expensive. I tried to get into the wedding industry because I was fucking, what a mark.
Because you're a hustler.
Yeah. I was going to be a celebrant.
Yeah.
And then, the study.
Oh, you're being good at that. You got to study.
Yes. Like, Heaps.
Wow.
6 month course.
Okay. Bullshit.
And I was like, oh, this will be easier. Just online. Fucking sign up, get the thing.
I'll like an RSA.
Can't you just go to Vegas?
That's what I thought. It is complicated. I gave up. I was like, whatever.
Someone's gatekeeping that.
100%.
It's because there's money involved.
Yeah. Because then you can just print money. Celebrants, $1,000 minimum.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything.
Yep.
Just go up and recite lines from a fucking clipboard.
Yep.
Photographer. They're just going to bring a mic and a PA, but that's once you buy that, that's it.
Retail price for a photographer, $4,000 to $6,000. Retail price for a videographer, $4,000 to $6,000.
Yeah.
So you're looking at $10,000 retail for
plus the booze
stuff.
Yeah. Wedding, oh, weddings.
That's just coverage.
$135 per person.
Mm-hmm.
You got to buy me a suit. 100
people coming.
Yep. Flowers, big fucking custom suit for all the shit.
6'4" Viking.
Oh my god.
The wedding planner.
Planner is a wedding planner is a fucking scam of a job.
That's title cool. Wife.
Yeah. Legit.
Yeah.
My ex wanted to be a wedding planner and she almost got a job in Toorak. Didn't make the ooh. Phone call. I'm like, you're an idiot because they get 5% of the wedding cost.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
5%.
I imagine that's a wedding that's under $500,000 in Toorak.
Yeah. And all she had to do was make one phone call and didn't do it. I'm like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
So can I email them? I'm like,
oh god. Okay. Well, it's part of the job, isn't it? Really,
making phone calls.
If you can't fucking make a call, you can't really be a planner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After I heard that, I thought, oh, it might be a fucking wedding.
Yeah, in the wrong 5%
Toorak.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I started going weddings years ago. All my mates got married young.
Yeah.
And
Frankston.
Yeah. Like $30,000 weddings when I was like 22. Like, what the fuck?
Well, it's tripled now.
And I know. Yeah. Fucking astronomical.
Yeah.
You can't do a wedding under 50 now. And it's like, and then as soon as you want it nice, 100.
Yeah. Mm. Roses, flowers.
Cake?
Table. Yeah.
Cake's a couple of grand. What the fuck for a fucking cake?
Yeah.
Mental.
It's about 7 or 8 video clips in a wedding. That's how.
Yeah. That's how you measure it. That's how Colin Jess is fucking.
Yeah, Colin Jess like
a couple of weddings.
Fucking weddings.
Yeah, he'll do 17 metal videos and then he'll punch out two weddings and cover them all.
60 video clips.
Yeah.
He's wild.
Dude's mental. Mm. Yeah, he's doing over 50 a year.
Yep.
Which is crazy. To do more than one a week. Crazy.
Yeah, he's doing, he's got 5 shoots this month. Plus, he did this barber thing the other day, rolled into a big barber competition. Just little stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a man, though.
Hustling.
Did he catch you with us the other day?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Mm. Shout out Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. His son, whatever his name is.
Junior.
You've got to get Freddie on here.
Son of. Yeah.
It'll be your best podcast.
Ooh.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage the second.
His stories.
Yes. Yeah. I know. They're the ones. That's what I like talking to people who've been around a while because they've just got stories. So you want stories. Like, when we talk to new bands, it's cool. It's like, hey, you guys are new. Sick. What do you know? Fuck all.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll do some stuff.
We smashed a ride on the weekend. Then,
and that's it. But then talk to older blokes, been around, seen everything.
Like everyone.
The best.
Yeah.
Tell us a story. Just like pick one subject. That's what we need.
Yep.
Done.
Storytellers. Anyway, we're fucking rambling again.
Yeah.
Press the button so we can go.
Black Lava. Go listen.
Okay, bye.
Stop that. Bye.